Hello, Happy Heads. This is Dr. Will, and you are listening to Dr. Will's Happy Head podcast. And I'm sorry I have not been posting much of anything lately, but I have been busy here, you know, getting to the end of the semester in college is hectic, especially after after the spring break. But anyways, so someone posted me this question the other day in class. I was saying that, you know how we hear that an apple, they keep the doctor away? I was saying that maybe a smile a day or a laughter a day may keep the doctor away. And so this young lady said, well, can a fake laughter and smiling be beneficial and do the same thing? So I began reading and looking into this, and guess what? Simulated laughter and smiling can even bring similar benefits as the real thing. So even if you're faking the laughter, it can still provide positive effects. When we smile or laugh, even when it is fake, our body responds as if it is authentic. It seems that the act of engaging in a smile, even if it is forced, can trick you into being happy. How about that? Smiling can elevate our mood because the physical activity of smiling activates neural messaging in the brain, and again, causing the release of mood-enhancing neurotransmitters. Scientists Tara Kraft and Sarah Pressman in 2012 did a study on how crafting a smile impacts happiness, and they conducted a study to evaluate the connection. Subjects were requested to put chopsticks in their mouth and to subsequently engage in one of three facial expressions: a neutral expression, a standard smile, like a half smile that stays locked by the mouth, or a big smile, you know, ear to ear. Well, individuals in the group were instructed to smile, and they had lower heart rate levels as well as less stress after the assignment. So it was particularly true for those who had the biggest smile. Even subjects who had a forced smile emerged as feeling more content and less stressed than those with neutral facial expressions. In another studies, the positive impact of forced smiling on physiology and effect were obvious, because according to the research, faking it till you make it, it seems to have the same response in your body. So results from another study, Foley in 2002, also discusses the positive impact of forced laughter and mood. So anyways, here's the thing then. Sometimes you do have to fake it. But you know what? It is your happiness. And it is your head, right? So, you know, we need to keep a happy head.